started an interview show on the street.
Just saying, I don't want to end up in Bellevue.
Yeah. You'd have to do a lot crazier shit on the subway than talk to your phone. And to get
I don't know, man. Fascism's on the rise.
Fair enough. Yeah.
You never know what they're going to take you in for.
Everyone's got to get in line.
How's everyone in the chat enjoying the Game Awards, huh?
That sentence coming out of your mouth sounded a little facetious. I don't know if I buy it.
Sorry, let me try it again. Hey, chat, how's everyone enjoying the Game Awards?
There you go, you nailed it.
Actual surprise announcements coming out thing? I feel like it's all kind of known quantities, like just showing things that have been sort of either rumored or full-on announced.
Nothing that I've seen. That Shovel Knight thing, I don't know if
that was rumored.
Was it?
Yeah. I think they'd said they had something coming down the pipes, but yeah. I don't think they confirmed what it was.
Duke Nukem thing.
Duh.
I watched that trailer while we were having that break, and the Duke Nukem bit at the end looked bad. It looked like a bummer.
Yeah.
It looked like, oh man, Bulletstorm. I remember liking that game way more than I thought I would, and all that stuff. And then it's just like bleeped out cursing Duke Nukem.
Mm-hmm.
Shows up, and you're like, wow, they really found a way to make this suck.
Sounds like they have shown the Mako, Garrus, Rex.
What?
Are all those people in it? Really?
I don't know. That seems like a fucking bad
move. You can scan planets.
Well, alright then. I like Garrus and Rex, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Like, that's... I thought we were going to leave a lot of that lore and characters behind.
I mean, if it's just them, that's not the worst thing in the world.
Sure.
Those are characters people like, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, everyone is just saying this is a Mass Effect ass Mass Effect game, which, cool. Seems like people are ready for that.
I think I want that.
I just know that the same thing's gonna happen to me as it does with every BioWare game. I'm gonna think, oh boy, this all sounds really cool, and I'm gonna play it and be like, this is just not for me. It just doesn't work for me for some reason. Like, I have a great deal of admiration for what they do, I just don't enjoy it.
I appreciate Mass Effect, even if I think it has not always been great. But I have very little room in my life for Dragon Age.
Yeah, Dragon Age, I didn't like Jade Empire, I tried KOTOR 1. Like, I just couldn't get into any of that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, not to mention, like, previous BioWare joints have been definitely a little more like, oh, that's great that you made that. I know people really like it. And I respect the achievement and all that. Yeah, the pre-Mass Effect BioWare is really not
stuff my alley.
And part of that's like not their fault. Like, I just actively dislike Star Wars. So.
Yeah. I just think their style of game just does not resonate with me the way it does most other people. It's the same thing I have with Bethesda. It's like, I always like those games in theory, and I start out thinking, oh man, this is going to be the one, and then after a while I taper off the way I do over and over again.
Yeah.
At some point I'll learn.
To say I can't believe Street Fighter won Best Fighting, but I absolutely can believe that Street Fighter
won Best
Fighting.
Of course.
It's embarrassing. I guess something had to win. I don't know that I was fully on board with any of the four games.
What was it besides Killer Instinct and Street Fighter?
I can't remember what the other two games were now. Pokken Tournament?
And King of Fighters? Okay. You know, Pokken Tournament's better than you think it should be.
Yes.
But it's probably not Fighting Game of the Year material.
I developed a respect for that game over the course of playing it. But
yeah.
I guess I probably would have gone with King of Fighters if we had not abstained from that category.
Yeah.
Due to the lack of the actual fighting game of 2016. I was like, that or nothing.
Overwatch 1.
Won what?
Game of the Year.
Okay.
That's not a surprise.
Yeah.
That game is a phenomenon.
Yeah.
That is your underhand toss pick. I say that as someone who loves Overwatch a whole lot. That is the easiest choice in the world.
I don't currently have Overwatch installed on any platform. When I got my new PC, I did not bother to download the launcher or anything. I just, like, thought about it for a second. I was like, I'll install it when I decide I want to play it.
It is the only 2016 game I have played every week since it came out.
Yeah.
If not multiple times a week.
Right now, for me, that's Titanfall. See how long
sure.
It keeps up.
Sure, it's not hooking me quite the same way.
It's such a different thing.
Yeah.
I would assume that they would. Oh, maybe Mass Effect was their closing, like, trailer, or I don't know. Maybe they had one more after the final award. I don't know.
Mm. Yeah, it sounds like it's over.
Yeah. Well, all right then. I hope there's some good stuff on Saturday. I didn't feel like that. Announcements were announcements.
Yeah, nothing really that. I mean, there's some games in there I'm happy to see, but it sounds like they just showed more of games we already knew existed.
Yeah.
Apparently introduced Mark Cerny as the creator of Knack.
It's good stuff.
And I've never felt more insulted on behalf of another person.
I guess that's the most recent game that you could attach his name to.
Still, man.
I might have said the creator of Marvel Madness.
This was a hate Knack. I don't really hold much of a grudge against Mark Cerny for Knack.
No.
So I actually sort of feel bad when his name gets dragged through with that.
Yeah, he deserves... long, storied, and meaningful career in video games.
Yes.
I might have said one of the architects of the PlayStation 4.
Mm-hmm.
Even if that's a little less singular than the creator of Knack.
Yes.
Don't worry, it'll all make sense when they announce Knack 2 on Saturday.
Yep. Crossing my fingers. So I can gouge my fucking eyes out with them.
I didn't hate Knack when I played it. It was not a good game. It seemed like a game that was split in that it was kind of a kid's game, but slightly harder than you think a kid's game should be.
Yes.
So it just felt like it kind of didn't fit anywhere.
It felt like it was designed by a boardroom.
Yeah.
And not of game designers, but of people just like, we need to have a new mascot platformer.
Well, all these particles really take advantage of the power of the PlayStation 4. All right, yeah.
Some suit somewhere saw a tech demo and was like, how can we make that? How's that a game?
Yeah.
I don't know. He'll fight some fucking goblins or something. I don't know.
I suspect that someone like Mark Cerny knew exactly what Knack was before it came out and had a pretty good idea about how that was all going to go.
Yep.
But had a lot of irons in the fire around launching a platform.
Right.
And maybe a little less time to go rescue Knack.
Right. Instead of rescuing Knack, they said, well, we'll just have him dance. At the end, that'll make people like him.
Nailed it. Today actually took it out of me.
Yep.
Yesterday I was like feeling fine today, for the most part.
Yeah, about halfway through today, the bottom dropped out real hard.
Yeah.
And then we had to record the Beast Cast, and I had to eat a lot of sugar just to try and fucking perk myself up a little bit.
Yeah, like I ate lunch between the recordings, which helped. And normally I'm pretty good at splitting focus,
mm-hmm.
if need be. But there were times while we were recording the Beastcast where, I was watching the award show and I just fucking fully zoned. And Vinny's reading an email and I'm just gone. And I'm like, oh shit, good thing these printouts are here so I can read this email that he's reading and try to catch up.
Yep.
Oh God, what am I doing?
center of the Titanfall 2 ad that aired during the show.
Yeah, they put that out a week ago or something, I think. Yeah. There's just a big 5 stars in the center of that thing.
My dad was asking me the other day. I was talking to him on the phone. He's like, whenever I see all these video game ads, I never see you guys on there. I don't really have a great answer for that other than, well, we don't review every game, and we're not always as nice as other people.
Part of it is we don't generate a lot of written coverage ahead of a game's release.
Right, because I also had to explain that, like, a lot of those quotes sometimes tend to come from, like, E3 previews and shit.
Yeah.
That's how they can say it was, like, an award-winning game, like, the day it came out.
Yeah, like, I turned down some quotes relatively recently from a preview-focused video we did, just because the quotes just seemed, like, kind of out of context, and, like, it was just kind of hard to, like, they were words that we said, but it just, like, in the context of, like, how they would go on to use them, like, I just didn't trust that they would show up in a fully contextualized way.
So right.
I ended up saying no. Normally, I'm very much like, if we said it, then you quote it. Absolutely. If you're trying to massage the quotes and make it look all fucking weird, then I would take issue with that. If you're taking it out of context or whatever, but, like, generally speaking, if we said it, we stand by it, all that sort of stuff. But I just did not trust that it would go on to be used in a manner consistent with the way those words were said.
Sure. I think the weirdest one I got was Ubisoft asking to use a quote from my Assassin's Creed Unity review. And I remember asking, it was like, what is this for?
Yeah.
And they were like, it's for this presentation we want to do about, you know, changing the direction of the series.
Yeah.
And I think I ended up saying it was okay, because the quote they wanted to use wasn't, like, out of context or anything. It was pretty straightforward.
Right.
But I remember thinking, that's an odd thing to ask.
Yep. But yeah, like, I got an email from EA, like, probably 10 minutes after that review went up with, like, 10 quotes they wanted to potentially use. And I was like, sure, yeah, whatever, that's all. Yep. I said it. Go for it.
Ubi64 asked, Jeff and Alex, do y'all like Christmas music? No.
No.
Not even a little bit. I don't have any particular hatred toward Christmas as a holiday or any of that. I just don't like Christmas music.
Like, I don't, like, you know, if I'm somewhere and it's being played, I'm not immediately like, ugh.
Yeah, I'll live. The only thing I have, like, a little bit of, like, childhood PTSD around is anything from the Nutcracker.
Mm.
Because my mother was a dance teacher.
Oh, sure.
And so I have seen so many different productions of the Nutcracker that if I ever see it again, I will lose my mind.
I have never seen the Nutcracker.
It's fine. Once.
Yeah, I think we may go see it this year.
Sure. Yeah, go see it once.
Yeah. I was like, sure, yeah, I'll check it out. I don't know nothing about it.
Yep. don't see it every year for like 9 years of your life.
Mm-hmm. That seems like... I don't mind listening to Christmas music, like, on Christmas.
Yeah, I can live with it.
Like, we would drive out to visit family, and it's, you know, it's out the back roads, out in the middle of fucking nowhere. And I have somewhat fond memories of being in the car.
Sure.
Driving out there and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I have fond memories of, like, you know, Christmas spent with, like, the family I like.
Yeah.
And doing stuff like that. My aunt's... sings and plays the piano, and she would sometimes lead. Mm. Not that I really got into it, but,
sure.
You know, my family would like to sing, and I would just kind of sit there and go, yeah, all right.
Okay, you're going to do that. All right.
I'm going to sit here and play with my toys while you sing. Christmas in Hollis is a great song.
Yep. Best Christmas song.
Totally.
If not that, then it's Easy E's Merry Motherfucking Christmas. Like, we were doing tree stuff the other day. We went and got a tree and put some Christmas music on while we were throwing stuff on the tree. And that was cool.
Nice.
But, like, Christmas music on its own? Like, yo, you want to listen to Christmas music? Like, no. No, I do not.
That's the one thing I do kind of miss about living in a New York apartment is that you can't really have a tree. You can get, like, a little one, I guess, but we just never kind of have.
We got a shorty. We got a little shorty. Yeah. Little last tree.
I miss the smell.
Yeah.
I like the smell of having the tree in the house.
The cat's into it, thinks it's a weird thing to be in the house, and so that's, you know, that's all right.
Fascinated with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, despite just having a kid, like, a week ago, my stepsister and her husband got a tree for their house, like, 2 days after they brought the kid home.
Yeah. I could see that. You're like, oh, we got a kid. Kid's first Christmas.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to get a picture of this kid near a tree.
Yeah.
Go get a tree. We can put this kid next to him. No, I totally get that. I would probably do... Oh, I don't know. That actually sounds exhausting.
Yeah.
But I would see the appeal.
One kind of annoying thing is that on one of the main streets, sort of near where I live, they put up all the Christmas decorations, whatever, because one of the main streets is like all businesses for the most part. And during non-sleeping hours, they play Christmas music out of those decorations when you're outside, so you can't avoid it.
Man, that's a lot.
You can't really hear it from where we are, but if you're outside and you're walking toward it, it becomes readily apparent that that's happening.
Yeah. That doesn't sound right.
No, it's really annoying. It's tinny, too, because the speakers are all, like, bad.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree, Iron Souls. Manhattan does look cool during the holidays. Like, New York does Christmas well.
Mm. They light up the Rockefeller Center, they light up the big tree.
Yep.
Yeah.
The ice skating rink down at Bryant Park. A lot of little, like, pop-up Christmas, like, fucking shop kiosks and stuff.
Yeah.
Guest list submissions in yet?
Yeah, we got our first couple.
Cool.
A couple folks asked for more time, but the first few have started to trickle in. We're gonna have a lot this year.
Cool.
I like those because there's always like three or four games that I've either like barely heard of or like, there's always like a few things on there that are just like really out there.
Oh yeah.
That I always end up going and playing and going, oh wow, this is, you know.
That's how I ended up discovering 80 Days was a bunch of the lists coming in, and that's straight up one of the best mobile games I've ever played. So, yeah, there's always like one or two things that start popping up over and over again. I'm like, alright, well, I have to check this out. Yeah, it's going to be a good mix of the usual chuckleheads and a number of people who have worked on games that we all enjoyed this year. Yeah. And Jeff Bacalar, that knucklehead.
The ultimate knucklehead.
Mm-hmm. So, like, everything you've described in that game and what little I've seen of it has just seemed deeply misguided.
I saw a quick list of review scores, and pull quotes, and they were all pretty high, and I wanted to punch the internet earlier today.
Wow.
As the reviews started, he was like, what the fuck is... Oh, what the
really?
Fuck? Did you even fucking play this fucking game? What the fuck? Oh! Yes, yeah, there's some stuff where they're just, like, totally underselling the actual issues that... Like, not thinking through the use case for the features that are there compared to the features that are not. I'm just like, what?
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to have to provide a more limited version of the experience based on what the platform can do, but, like, some of those limitations that are in that game just seem insane.
Like, at some point, you're just negating the very reason that thing should exist.
Yeah.
At full price. Or do 3DS games ever go to $49? This was $39.
I don't think I've ever... No, I don't think I've ever gone above $40.
Yeah,
alright. This is my knowledge, anyway. Saying Shin Megami Tensei 4 was $50.
Okay.
Stella Glow? I don't know what the hell that is. That was also $50. Atlas games on 3DS tend to be $50.
Decided to put a bunch of video on this cart, so it's really big.
Or it could just be that, you know, this game is longer than all the other games on this system, so fuck you, $50.
Or, hey, we know it's going to sell 12 copies in the English-speaking territories, so we have to get it somehow.
That's going to do it for tonight.
Yeah.
We'll be back tomorrow.
It's Friday.
It is Friday.
Tomorrow is Friday.
And then we can just not go into work for a couple of days.
I noticed you didn't say we can just not work for a couple of days.
Yeah, I'm trying to temper this to be more realistic.
Yeah, I got a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I got a lot of games to play this weekend. So with that, we're out. See y'all later.